currently on view in the gallery at Home and Planet, 25 West 3rd Street in South Bethlehem, Polaroids and Prints, a selection of personal work by Jamie and Mike Cabriza of the Image Shop and Studio in Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Spanning over a decade of their art, the exhibition includes selections of Mike's personal work with the 20 by 24 and the 40 by 80 Polaroid camera, the largest Polaroid camera in the world. Mike often creates patterns in his work representing a continuum found in nature. Jamie is interested in finding beauty in the mundane. She looks for those moments when light and happenstance come together, creating an epiphany, a transcendent moment. Also on view at Home and Planet are some of their image blocks. Jamie Cabriza.
I tend to work panoramically. It tends not to be one image, but several images put together. I go through what I see, and then Michael luckily helped frame things and put them back together in a way that shows them how I saw them. But I'm very interested, especially in vertical panoramics. I think most people tend to do the horizontal panoramic, and I'm very interested in what's at my feet all the way into what is in the sky. Always that difference of light aspect, as well as the bright sky to the ground and sort of droppings versus what's above and what has the possibility of coming back down. I love that.
Presentation-wise, we're very interested in how photography applies to an architectural form and something outside of the frame. So we've been sort of cutting up and applying our images onto more sculptural pieces, which forces a perspective and sublimates our photography into someone's home via piece of furniture or a sculptural element.
I like those pieces with the blocks. There's something about breaking it up that causes you to really consider all the elements of it. I was thinking about particularly one of the tree images. It felt like, because of having those frames, because of having pieces quartered off, it was almost like you were inside looking out a window at some object. There was this consideration of, where does the art lie here? Is it in front of me? Is it right at the surface? Or is it the fact that there's this surface that's causing me to want to look through it at an object that's outside?
I've been really interested in focus lately. What are people focusing on when they look at things? With your natural eye, everything is in focus, but with the camera, you have to choose a point to focus in. So especially in those vertical panoramics, changing that depth of focus from one level to the next, where I might be focused very up close in the more bottom panoramic, and then to go up and have a more overall focus. It might be a little soft to begin with and comes up and goes really sharp. I think that even though our eyes are able to focus on everything at once, I think our brains only focus on so much. And bringing that attention into people of what to look at, what's important, or even like you said, to give them thought to think about it again. I think that we're taken out of nature a lot. Sometimes the nature that I am photographing is a path that's given to us. Here's a park, and here's a path that you would walk through the park. A lot of the nature that I think that we're given to is given to us in a way. It's kind of mapped out. It's pathed out for us. It's here's the park to go through. Here's your scene of nature, your moment. And I find that very interesting, the sort of human aspect that we've given everything. It's hard to go out into the wild.
But changing the focus, making the person consider different depths of focus, you're reordering where their path is as far as their line of sight, where they're able to look.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. I have a series that I'm working on now where it's two photographs of the exact same thing. In one photograph, one thing may be in focus, and then in the next, the background may be in focus. And it's very interesting to me how different they are, the same exact image with something that this is important in this photograph and this is in focus in the next. One, it might be the landscape or the photograph in the beginning, and then in the background in the second one, it may be everyone looking at whatever is supposedly so important that we've all gone there to see in that landscape. I was very interested in the Susan Sontag on photography, on when you go to a place, are you photographing in the place? Are you actually experiencing the place? Or are you just there to walk down the path that you've been shown to walk down? So to make sure that you actually experience things on your own individual level, I think is really important for people to try and do. Yeah, I've become very cautious on our family vacations of making my kids photograph things. They do things naturally, and I try and photograph that now more than it's like, stand by this rock or do this or do that. I think I'm ultra aware of that. It's sort of interesting to try and make other people aware of that. I don't think too many people think of it very often.
If you look at something that makes you stop and think, Am I looking out a window? Am I looking at a photograph? That's enough, and what we're trying to accomplish with what photography should be.
Mike Cabriza. I also spoke with Jamie Cabriza. Jamie and Mike Cabriza's Polaroids and prints are on view in the gallery at Home and Planet, 25 West 3rd Street in South Bethlehem. The phone number at Home and Planet for more information is 610-866-7370. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.